astronomers have detected the collective glow from the universe's first stars. This finding provides the first direct observation of a class of stars that hasn't existed for billions of years. The earliest generation of stars, called Population 3, formed a few hundred million years after the Big Explosion. Simulations have shown that the lack of heavier elements such as carbon and oxygen required these first stars to be huge, more than 100 times the mass of our Sun. Such huge objects would have burned brighter than 10,000 typical modern stars, but only for a few million years. When they died, their ashes became the seed for the next generation of stars. Now, scientists have found the light of these stars by using powerful telescopes. They also analyzed the pattern of light and found several bright spots, which seem to be prints of the beginning of starlight. They note that the spots are too bright to be anything but light from the first stars. However, some other researchers argue that the bright lights are not individual stars, which are too small to be seen, but are regions of increased gas density. Just as tall mountains are more likely to be found in a mountain range, stars are more likely to be found in these denser places in space. Some scientists are even worried about the fact that astronomers have not observed many galaxies of Population 3 stars in other surveys. They note that signs of the first stars may have died off long before galaxy formation. Further conclusions will need to be confirmed by future observations.